three major teachings. Buddhism teaches three basic things: impermanence, non-self, and non-attachment. The doctrine of impermanence means that all things are in constant change. All things are continuously becoming. We live a new life each day and each moment. For this reason, the Buddha said, "Do not cling." Our life is always fresh. Everything about us, mentally, physically, spiritually, never reaches a stopping point. We are continuously moving on, like a wheel. This is tremendous. We have to be aware. Without this transitoriness, our lives would become stagnant and stale. The second basic teaching is the doctrine of non-self. One should not become attached to the self as if there is an I or you as a permanent, rigid, important thing. One's life is not an exception from nature. As all things in nature change, so one's life itself changes. There is no unchanging, permanent entity called self. The doctrine of non-self does not mean the denial of individuality. You live a unique individual life. This uniqueness is very important. Buddhism emphasizes being yourself. There is no person like you in the whole world. Flowers are flowers. Leaves are leaves. Roots are roots. Each has its own important function. In buildings, walls, floors, ceilings, each has its own unique place and function. So too with all of us. Each one has his own absolute unique life to live. Don't imitate others. Only when one lives his own true life is there a true sense of respect for others. This is the true principle of democracy. Be independent and respect each other. Since the self is always changing, constant self-introspection is necessary. Life is finding oneself and being oneself. Because of non-self, one's life every day is a new life. Discipline and education are important because one does change. One lives a beautiful life every day without comparing it to others' lives. One's life is good, absolute good. The first two teachings, impermanence and non-self, point to the true way of understanding. That is, to understand the changing world in which we live and to understand that there is no static entity as the self. Due to such understanding, the Buddha taught that the true life is the life of non-attachment. This non-attachment is the third major teaching in Buddhism. When we look into ourselves, we find that we are attached to so many things. We are nothing but bundles of attachments. Such attachments create trouble in our lives. If we are attached to favorable conditions, we become greedy. If we are attached to adverse conditions, we become angry. We are attached to people, to words, to material things, to ideas, to conditions, and furthermore, we are attached to ourselves. When we are able to live a life of non-attachment, like the water flowing in the river, there will be no stagnation and no stale conditions. Life will be always fresh and clean. Buddha taught these basic things: impermanence, non-self, and non-attachment. A serene life is the result of a proper understanding of these three major teachings in Buddhism.